This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Ground stops hit Bush and Hobby airports yesterday. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports on what caused the stoppage.
Tuesday's ground stoppage was because there were not enough air traffic controllers in the tower. That's due to the government shutdown and air traffic controllers not getting paid and working without a salary. Hobby stopped at 4 p.m., returning to service at 5:45, with Bush back in operation at 6:30. In a prepared statement, the FAA stated, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has said the FAA slows traffic into some airports to ensure safe operations, unquote. The government shutdown is in its third week with no end in sight. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is calling for the county's auditor to implement semiannual audits to make sure that certain county departments are following the rules for selecting project vendors. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
Hidalgo's calls for regular audits of certain county departments comes a few weeks after an audit revealed that the Harris County Flood Control District failed to implement a reformed procurement process passed by Commissioner's Court last year.
I've already announced that I'm not running for re-election. So in 2 years, I'm not going to be here to call attention to this. It's really important that this be institutionalized.
On Tuesday, she said when procurement lacks oversight, taxpayers have to pay when something goes wrong. The Flood Control District, Toll Road Authority, and Engineering Department are the only county departments that can independently source their own contracts without going through the county's purchasing department. She hopes to change that. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Another Houston area county has enacted a burn ban. The unincorporated areas of Galveston County are now prohibited from burning unless it occurs within an enclosure that contains all flames and sparks. Harris County leaders approved a similar measure last week. As of last night, 161 counties in the state are under burn bans. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR